Hello, I'm Pepper DeCallier, and I have the honor and privilege of addressing the International HR Laboratory this year in November. And I want to thank you for that. I've spent my entire career working with leaders and HR professionals around the world, helping them raise their level of performance and raise their level of understanding about the needs of their positions in the context of the challenges that they face. And this year, in my keynote address to the conference, I will be covering the changes, challenges, and choices that leaders and HR professionals face in the 21st century. We'll compare the 20th to the 21st century. We'll also take a look at the nature of the changes, and we'll take an in-depth look at what I feel is probably the most important thing for leaders to focus on in the 21st century, and that is engagement, the engagement of their workforce. We know that the numbers are dramatically to the negative for engagement. We know that up to 80% of the world's workforce is either passively or actively disengaged from what they do. So I'm going to talk about that, and I'm going to share with you some of my research and some of the research has been done in the industry about how to raise those engagement levels. Another thing that I will share with you are some of the statistics, some of the studies that have been done around the world, not just in the West or not just in Central and Eastern Europe, but around the world, that will give HR professionals the tools that they need to address their board of directors on the need for changes in how we approach leadership. So I'll share that data with you, which I think will help you in your discussions with the people who look to you for guidance on developing leaders. We're also going to look at something that I am told is a continuing problem with middle and senior management, and that is interviewing skills. People just in general don't have a methodical approach to interviewing. What they end up doing is they end up asking you, the HR professional, what do you think? Should I hire this person or not? And that is something that we need to change a little bit, I think. We need to put more of the burden of that decision on the hiring manager. And if they know how to interview properly, it's not something that they will resist. And I'll share with you one tip that if they would introduce into their interviewing procedure would greatly enhance the likelihood of them making a good hire. So I look forward to seeing you in November and sharing this information with you and answering questions that you have. Till then, I'm Pepper DeCallier.